This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli as we kick off our fourth and final hour. I'm very happy to welcome back to the show Susan Crabtree, of course, investigative journalist and author of the book Fool's Gold, which is a must-read book as we get ready for a Gavin Newsom run for presidency. Fool's Gold, the radical con artists and traitors who killed the California dream and now threaten us all. Actually, Susan, welcome to the show. Before I get into Butler, I want to ask you a California-related question. I saw that Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, is blaming ICE for why L.A. has not been rebuilding after the fires, the wildfires. Is this not the most incompetent human being on the planet or what?
This is just a bizarre, bizarre line of argument. I mean, didn't we go through the whole defund the police and that was a debacle?
Yep.
And defund ICE and that was a debacle for the left, the far left, and they abandoned it. And here we are back when polls show that the Americans are supportive of the efforts to arrest and deport criminal illegal immigrants and a lot of illegal immigrants here, even though they haven't committed any crimes. There's a lot of support for this. And I think the Democrats are just in California. They're in a difficult position because they supported these sanctuary city policies and state policies for so long. And these are their constituents. The amnesty in the 1980s, unfortunately under President Reagan, started to let in a lot of illegal immigrants into California, and it changed the politics and the hue of California. It's cobalt blue. So now they think they can support and push back against ICE and even blame, you know, lack of wildfire rebuilding. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
For 6 months before these, even the riots and any ICE arrests were made in California.
I mean, well, I think somebody said the other day they've only handed out something like 4 permits to rebuild or something. I mean, there's so much red tape. They're still keeping people in Los Angeles from being able to rebuild from the wildfires, right?
It's not that bad, but it sounds incredibly awful because we just wrote a story. I wrote it with the White House reporter at Real Clear Politics, Phil Wegman. And the White House is saying, you know what? Basically, you're engaging Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass in a little bit of stolen debris cleanup valor. He said, oh, we have Newsom the other day on Monday said we had the most historic, the fastest cleanup in wildfire history or disaster history. Well, that is because of what Donald Trump did with his FEMA director and the EPA, and they put in place all of these really innovative models to get through these, get the approval process going and clear away the debris. They cleared away, like, I think it's something like twice the amount of debris that was in 9/11 in 6 months. It's quite a staggering figure. But yet the permit process has lagged way behind, as, you know, everyone in California could have predicted and did predict. And so now we have like about, from what we gathered yesterday, the officials in California and LA are claiming about 235 permits so far. But, you know, there was 10,000 structures that were demolished. And so that's just there is a lag time. So I want to give them credit in terms of the LA is doing it faster than LA County, because there's two things going on. There's unincorporated areas of LA. So LA County is way behind. They've had 1,000 and they've only processed 90, 1,000 applicants. So 90 out of 1,000, not a good ratio there. But the city's doing a little bit better. They've had 235 out of 675 applicants for permits.
Let's turn to, where do you want to start? Butler or Epstein? What would you rather start? Dealer's choice. Go
Butler.
Ahead.
Butler.
Butler. All right, Butler. A year later, almost to the day, July 13th. It's July 10th now, so we're so close to one-year anniversary. We still know nothing about Thomas Crooks. What happened today with the Secret Service?
Well, I started asking questions about 2 weeks ago. I've been asking questions for months about, tell me.
You've been doing a great job. I have to really honestly give you credit. You've been like a dog with a bone with this. You have not let up going after this story. So good for you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your interest and your dedication to covering it. So it basically, over the last 24 hours, I was asking questions about where are the firings. I started in on a drumbeat about the, do we have any firings coming leading up into the anniversary. So yesterday, I had a series of questions into them. I would say 18, 20 questions about the reforms, the suspensions, the retention policies, you know, how that recruitment's going. And instead, the Secret Service decided to, the Deputy Secret Service Director, Matt Quinn, decided to leak to a reporter at CBS News who had never really covered the Secret Service. So she didn't know what questions to ask, and basically said, oh, we have these suspensions, six suspensions, 10 to 42 days. That's all that they got of unpaid work time. So they're going to be suspended, the six people that were involved in the Butler planning and failures. But interestingly enough, my sources told me that the supervisors that signed off on the security plan for Butler and did the walkthrough with these agents that are getting suspended, so they were supposed to provide oversight and lend their experience, and they're not getting suspended. In fact, they are getting big promotions.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And a year later, what have we learned about Thomas Crooks? Anything?
Well, Thomas Crooks, hardly anything. I'm waiting to hear from the FBI some more information about his encrypted apps. Dan Bongino said that they do think he was a lone actor. So that's what we know so far. I do tend to trust Dan Bongino. These can be crazy experiences, you know, these people that just go off unhinged. He was on Gab. We have gathered that in the last few months that he was criticizing. This is according to the previous FBI, by the way. He was criticizing both Joe Biden and Donald Trump on the social media platform Gab. So there's nothing really definitive. We need to know far more about Thomas Crooks than we know. And it's still highly suspect to me that he wasn't on more social media and that we don't know from, we haven't had interviews with his parents, not many of his friends. We still have a dearth of information on Thomas Crooks.
Senator Ron Johnson today is calling for and saying he'll subpoena people from the Secret Service and the FBI. He's frustrated. I know Congressman Mike Kelly, who represents Butler, is from Butler. He's very frustrated. We're all just bewildered by it. And meanwhile, there's now conspiracy theories on social media that Donald Trump planned the whole thing. That's why we don't know who Thomas Crooks is, because they faked the assassination attempt. I mean, just the longer this goes on, Susan, where we don't get answers, the more that craziness is going to be allowed to fester. And I wish at some point people would understand that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was those types of terrible, ridiculous rumors were flying since, you know, J14. So about the Trump, and it was usually from the left, just basing that on absolutely nothing. No evidence whatsoever, of course. But yes, this is what we know for sure, what I know for sure from my coverage and my many, many sources who are absolutely incensed over the Secret Service's handling of this, who work for the Secret Service and who have worked for the Secret Service. They say that this was a Keystone Cop situation. They have this inexperienced woman agent named Mio Perez, pretty young, liked to party, was known for that, was not known as a good agent, posted from her social media, from her assignments, her Secret Service assignments on social media, has many complaints about that internally. And she was put in charge of a big outdoor rally at a venue that they had never worked before, the Secret Service. Mm-hmm. So it was all new. Most of the time, the Secret Service likes to choose event centers, sites that they've done outdoor rallies at before. But this one was completely new. And then they had the Iranian threat, you know, just wrapped on top of that.
Yeah.
And they chose this person, and Mio Perez is her name, and she was the one that they allowed to the site security. Now, there's supposed to be supervisors over her, and there were. There was even an inspector. An inspector was along for the ride that day because of the Iranian threat, because of the size of the rally. And the inspector didn't provide any oversight either. And now that person, Nick Olashensky, is the head of inspections, which is supposed to provide accountability and integrity for all of the Secret Service operations. So that is just a bit of irony for you that has not been released. That was something I broke today. And the other guy, Nick Menster, who was the normal supervisor that day, who did the walkthrough as well with Mio Perez, he is now the assistant leader of the Laura and Eric Trump detail.
Well, this is the stuff that I don't understand. I'm hearing this and I don't get it because we're in charge now. So why is this happening?
Well, the Secret Service has always protected the leaders. If you are a senior executive service, when you reach that level, there's a lot of known protection. Some people like to call it a culture of corruption that's inherent in the Secret Service. That's why so many task forces have said you need to bring an outside person who is not coming in up through the ranks to be the director of the Secret Service. But presidents continue repeatedly ignore that advice. Actually, Donald Trump didn't ignore that advice during his first term. Tex Ailes was a former Marine, and he was put in charge, and he did a decent job, I heard. But he was pushed out with another cabal, some corruption with the Department of Homeland Security secretary, and so we didn't see what he could really do to reform the agency. But now we have Sean Curran, who actually did. I'll give him credit for pushing back on this notion that this outdated protocol that you didn't provide great big assets, security assets for a former president of the United States, because Donald Trump was former president. Not the fact that he broke the mold and he is the most well-known political figure of our time and one of the most controversial. So that didn't make sense. So Sean Curran pushed back on that because he wanted more security assets for Donald Trump. But what I do have concerns about is that the execution that day at Butler, these were his people and he allowed them to be put in place there. And the buck stops at him. I know he put he shielded the president with his body. He did heroic things that day. But there's a lot of criticism in the agency for his decision to bring Donald Trump out onto the stage. And you see that with Mrs. Comparatore today over the last 24 hours, taking great issue with that and the way they didn't get him off the stage quickly enough and the siloed communications and the fact that the site agent was so inexperienced and she was allowed to be in charge of formulating the security plan and the execution that day.
I just, you know, Susan Crabtree's with us, Real Clear Politics investigative reporter, and it's great to have her, of course, author of the book Fool's Gold. I still don't understand. I think we all, like, nobody gets how this guy, Thomas Crooks, was able to get on the roof of this AGR building. That was outside the security perimeter, right? So there was a fence there, and I guess one of the criticisms is that there were people who were up against that fence outside the security perimeter, and it was distracting. And but the fact that, I mean, it was an outdoor event and there were so many visual problems that day. I mean, there was the water tower. Let's not forget that. And I know we've kind of ruled out the idea there was a second shooter up there. But the water tower, the AGR building, I mean, trees, like there were so many problems that day from a perspective of, as you learn more about this, that snipers were not keeping their eye on these places, or that they did not secure so that nobody could get into these places and have an aerial view and a shot of the president of the United States. I mean, it's just it's still mind boggling to me how nobody could see this guy walking and then with a rifle and then to get on the roof. And I mean, just the whole thing just sounds so incredibly, like, it's like a bad movie or a bad book where you put it down and you go, this is not even realistic. I can't believe this could happen.
It's incompetence because the Secret Service has had retention problems for decades since the Obama administration, when there was all those fence jumpers. And they're stretched very thin, especially during the campaign trail. And they're recruiting, they're lowering their standards. And then you had this DEI push during Kimberly Cheadle's tenure. And you saw two female agents were in charge of that security. And one of them, unfortunately, was the woman who was fumbling with her gun and trying to holster yep. her gun. She was the other person in charge. It was Mio Perez and Meredith Bank. Now, Meredith Bank is an older, more experienced. She was on vice presidential detail. So she had experience, but it wasn't recent. And she wasn't basically keeping herself in shape. She had a desk job. So you saw that out there. And, you know, the Secret Service agents who are senior are leaving this agency in droves. There's a huge talent drain that's going on right now because they're fed up with what happened after Butler. And yeah. they're just being stretched so thin that I just worry that the reforms aren't coming fast enough and they're not deep enough.
Susan Crabtree, you posted on your X account at Susan Crabtree. You put out the story about what Alan Dershowitz had to say regarding the Epstein client list. I know there's a lot of people out there who are confused, and some people just are saying, why are we still talking about this? I'm frustrated, quite frankly. I think this was really botched by the attorney general, you know, to come out with these binders and to make a big deal about this. And then, you know, here's nothing. What is basically Dershowitz alleging here?
He's saying there is a list of clients and there are manifests for the Lolita Express to the island. He knows about whether these people are intelligent, whether Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were intelligence operatives, but he can't disclose it because he has attorney-client privilege because he represented Epstein. But that's a huge blockbuster. I hadn't seen that until now. I guess it was Sean Spicer had that on his podcast, and he said that several months ago. It's resurfacing now, of course, because of the relevance of it. I do not understand why they didn't do this in a more deliberate fashion. The Pam Bondi situation with the Trump influencers and those binders at the White House that contain no and new information. Yeah. It's disconcerting at best. I mean, it's deeply worrisome at the worst. I feel like that this is not what we expected from the Trump administration's promises of transparency, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, I think it proves the theory that a lot of us have, that he was an intelligence source, operative, whatever. And, you know, that's why all this is going away. I mean, I still go back to the time the FBI raided his condo in New York and then left everything in the safe because they said the warrant didn't cover it. And then they never called the judge. And it feels like that was the day that I think everybody realized there's someone on higher up said, you know, get out of this condo and don't take anything. So it's frustrating. It's certainly a lot of people out there are very angry. But I guess what, you know, I guess it is what it is. I don't know. I mean, what else can we say, right?
Well, unless Alex Dershowitz, I mean, I worry about him now, having said that, but maybe he gives himself some cover having gone forward with that, too. But, you know, I honestly just think that there's more to this story, obviously, than we're not getting. And Alex Acosta, who prosecuted the case down in Miami, in Florida, he basically said that it was an intelligence agent that mm-hmm. Epstein was to keep hands off. So, I mean, that was alarming in and of itself. And it cost him the labor secretary job as well in the first Trump administration, all this controversy. So I don't understand why Donald Trump is surprised by this. And they need to come clean. They need to do a little bit better, say the least, to provide transparency on this. I just think it was fumbled. And even the way it came out over the weekend was bizarre, you know, coming to Axios on a Sunday after the 4th of July was very, very suspicious.
Susan Crabtree, follow her for all of her breaking news. She is one of the greatest investigative reporters out there, and she's not going to let any of this go. At Susan Crabtree. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for your continued interest. Appreciate it so much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. He's my dentist, and I saw him recently because he had to fill a filling for me. So he took great care of me. He takes great care of my family, and he'll take great care of your family as well. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Coming up, Jimmy Failla is going to be in our area performing. We'll chat with him about all the goings on in his world as we get ready for his show, Fox Across America, at 7 o'clock. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's his walk-up music, the king of Saturday night comedy, and the host of Fox Across America, which you will hear in about a half hour. He, of course, is the man who just, and I got to give him credit for allowing Livy Dunn to move in with you, Jimmy Failla. That was really kind of you. That really nice.
It's such a funny joke, but anybody who knows me knows she's 100 pounds too skinny. You know.
No. The women are the chubby chasers who like you. It's the other way around.
No. Same. I like it. No, I like a good Charlie Brown Christmas tree. That's always been my argument against, like, fancy magazines like Playboy is, like, I don't have a shot with them. If they put out a mag called Fat Chicks with Low Self-Esteem, I'd be buying it every month. You know what I mean? That's pretty much my 20s, Zioli. Are you kidding me?
And also your Google search, which I looked up when I was filling in for you last week, so.
Oh, no, you were not. Let me tell you something, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, and you did an admirable job, as always. And one of our new affiliates here in New York City sends feedback. And actually called you a pro's pro. You know I don't want to give you this. This is a lot for your ego. But Zioli's a pro's pro. He's great. They weren't so kind to some of the other guest hosts, but that's neither here nor there. but it was like, I appreciated the candor. I'm not kidding. Like, I didn't ask for any of this feedback. I just get emails from affiliates from time to time. Like, we have a guy out in Reno who wants to be the fill-in host. But he can't, we're only legally allowed to use the dump button like 6 times an hour. And this guy is using like words and depicting people the way Warner Brothers cartoons did in the 50s. And he can't host the show. But once a week, if I'm out, he'll write and make his case by citing other people. And even he said something nice about you.
Wow, I'm honored. That's incredible. But then he used a series of derogatory Italian names about me, I'm guessing?
No, not you, but he used them about the other person. All he said about you was, at least it's not Todd Pyro. And then he went on the Italian names. And I was like, you know, Zioli's Italian, too. But anyway, I mean, we're really telling tales out of school here. Nice to be back on the show, Rich.
Great, Jimmy Failla. Welcome back. We've missed you so much. And we're excited for you coming to Pottstown, Pennsylvania, gracing us with your presence in August. What is it? August 9th, right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, apparently one of my old bookies is somewhere in Pennsylvania, because I'm now doing Nick Cale and Company in the morning every Thursday. We're doing your show. I've got to work off this debt in Pottstown. Like, what happened? I don't know. I'm excited. I love it. That's the best crowd I've ever played. But I am Mr. Pennsylvania now. I got to change my title.
It's good. Well, we need it. Listen, we are the swing state, so we're going to decide if you really are the king of comedy or not, because we put Trump in the White House. We can put Failla in the Hall of Fame. This is what we do. It's what we do here, okay, pal?
Well, that is true, but I'm based in New York City, and they don't want me performing in your state because your governor's a Jew. Mom Donnie says if I do the Pottstown gig, I'm not allowed back into the city. So I don't know what to do now. I was here to promote it, but now I just need some advice on how to handle this.
I mean, are you worried about having a socialist communist mayor?
As a guy who needs to avoid carbs, obviously not, because a bread line would do me a lot of favors. But I've loved the story. I mean, it's really weird, though, because, you know, New York already has a black mayor, but now it'd be the first time in history we had a black mayor running against a guy who claimed to be black. And a point I've been making on my show this week, now that I'm back on the air and they're done singing your praises, is that we now are officially, for everyone listening, this is worth mentioning, you know, whenever the Democrats try to say we're a systemically racist country, remind them that people are now pretending to be minorities to get ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one is lying and saying they're white to get the job. They're lying and saying they're minorities. That's everything you need to know about societal discrimination. It ain't going against whitey. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be white anymore. That's how bad it's gotten. I'm at that point now where I'm going, come on, can I change? Can I identify, like, who is that woman, Rachel Dolezal? I could be her, or I could be anyone, Elizabeth Warren, or I could be Mondami. Why not?
Listen, if Alec Baldwin's wife can do it, we can do it. And the point is, you know, a lot of white liberal chicks, though, like, I know we're kind of joking, though, but don't they make you, like, I don't want to say I'm race ashamed, but I'm embarrassed as a human with, like, some of the behavior of the last few weeks in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, I just got back from vacation, and I had to watch, like, every video of the last 2 weeks and just see what, like, people have been doing. And it's been bad. Like, I feel like, you know, I always say we're living in a death of shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when you were watching these people characterize the ICE raids as like, they're just locking up anyone brown who looks like me. I'm like, half of the ICE agents are black. Half of them are Latino. Like, it's pretend bull BS, you know? And I don't have that. Go ahead.
saying that they're driving around in vans and they're picking up people who are brown and disappearing them. That's the craziest part about this, because they're just being disappeared. Like that's what the mafia used to do. You know, you'd be at the bottom of the Schuylkill River or something.
Mm-hmm. But what's weird about these people is they get disappeared, and then somehow a Democrat knows how to find them for margaritas and a photo op. So it's like they've got to get better at this disappearing thing. It's like they like the word because they think it's like one of those trendy words that'll scare people, make them anti-ICE. But this whole thing about, like, you know, we have to uncover their faces. Okay, people know who they are. They're either showing up in full camouflage. That's what half of the deportations are. Mm-hmm. The other ones are in the vests that say police or say, you know, the immigration customer form, that whole thing. And I saw one of these. I'm not kidding. We were in San Francisco last week with Jenny and Lincoln. Because you're not a good family man unless you take your kids out to Frisco to step on a syringe in between innings in San Francisco. And Jenny got called a cracker B-word.
Nice.
But enough about how Lincoln talks to her. The point is, we were out there and we saw the cops apprehend somebody. And you know, San Francisco has sanctuary status. So they had apprehended a sidewalk vendor for lack of permit. And within, I mean, a second of them grabbing this guy, it was right by Pier 39 where the SEALs are. I mean, 100 people descended on these cops like, you better not be supporting him. You know, he's a family man, all that stuff. And I was like, dude, you're doing it wrong. Like, if you're going after the guys who are tasked with getting rid of, like, rapists and murderers, like, they need your support, if anything, or maybe a no comment. But, like, everybody who thinks they're on the empathetic right side of this issue is actually making life more dangerous for everybody. That's the problem, Zioli. We weren't supposed to be the voices of reason, and here we are.
And you're not, by the way, just for the record. But you are. You will be at Soul Joel's in Pottstown, PA on August 9th. You know, for those that don't know, I mean, you just did a big show with Hannity. And that was huge. You had like 3,000 crazy people flashing for you guys. That was amazing in Florida.
True.
But your stand-up show, I mean, we hear you 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, Fox Across America. We watch you Saturday nights on the Saturday Night Show. But for those that have not seen you on stage, you do stand up. This is their chance to do it because Pottstown's right in the neighborhood. But what can they expect on stage? What do they see about Jimmy Failla on stage they don't see on the radio? Because it's the radio.
Well, honestly, it's basically an hour of things that would get me fired from either of my other two jobs. That's what it is. It's stand up to me is an Amish Rumspringa where I'm allowed off the farm to try the crazy stuff. And that's what happens, like at TV and in radio. Obviously, I adhere to some type of editorial guideline to remain employed. You don't have to worry about that in stand-up. So it's kind of like you're going back to your natural habitats. You know how the Beatles recorded Get Back, the last album? Mm-hmm. And that was after Sgt. Pepper's and after Magical Mystery Tour. They just wanted to strip down. Instead of having big production, they just wanted to get back to drums and guitars. That's what stand-up is for me. It's Get Back. It's like I'm getting back to my original roots as a performer, and I even bring along an Asian woman who breaks up the band at the end of the set. It's great.
Very nice. Just don't let her drive you home. All right, go to foxacrossamerica.com to get your tickets to see Jimmy Failla in Pottstown, PA, August 9th coming up, and I'm sure we'll have you back on the show because you're, like, indebted to us now, so we can't get rid of you. We can't quit you, Failla. I don't know what to say.
No, I know, but it's amazing. So this is funny. My booker, Rebecca, was talking about your dates for my Saturday Night Show. And I'm like, dude, like, what I really do think you have an in. Because, like, I love you. You do my show. I do your show. You do the radio show. But you are in every second of my life right now. Like, I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up before Jenny asks for a three-way. Like, this is crazy. But God love you. You're the best.
See you, pal. Have fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And when am I going to be back on the Saturday show? Damn it, I should have just asked him that. Oh, well, the hell with it. I forgot to tell him I won Well, for those who don't know, Matt DeSantis, what happened earlier in the show? Let everybody know.
Oh, well, we had Selena Zito on to talk about her new book. And towards the end of the interview, she started to, I guess, give shorter answers, and it seemed like she needed to go. Turns out she got 3 phone calls from President Trump while she was chatting with you.
3 while she was chatting with me, and I won the call waiting standoff against the President of the United States of America.
I think it was sabotage, because you do remember that on election night when he called into the show, he did say that he wished your ratings went to zero.
That's not. Is that true?
It's true. We have it.
All right.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
And that's all he said. He didn't. There was. That's all the context you need.
All right. Well, listen, you may be the most powerful man in the world, sir, but I won a call waiting standoff 3 times against you. Boom. There you go. I got to hand it to Selena Zito, because that is not an easy call to make. You're doing an interview. You're on YouTube. We're streaming the show. We're doing the interview. We're on the radio. People are listening on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app. And then you're getting a call, and it's the President of the United States of America. I got to say, I'm taking that call. You know what I mean? Like, I'm if it's me, I don't care what show I'm doing. And obviously, it's going to be a show that's not nearly as important as this one. And I'm taking that phone call. So I got to give Selena Zito credit.
I mean, I'm talking to you on air right now. And if President Trump called my phone, I wouldn't be able to, cut my mic and say goodbye to you fast enough.
No, exactly. Hell, I mean, if Dana Perino calls me right now, I'm dropping the show. Like, it's not, not many things that would keep me here. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and wrap up and throw it over to Jimmy for his show, Fox Across America. So don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So, the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit unanimously voided the conviction of Douglas Mackey. This is a great win for justice here. A great win for justice. Voided the conviction of Douglas Mackey on federal conspiracy charges and remanded the case back to the U.S. Court in the Eastern District of New York to enter a new judgment of acquittal. Mackey, if you remember, this is just one of the most egregious prosecutions I've ever heard in my life. He was found guilty of trying to interfere with the 2016 election because he made a joke about voting for Hillary Clinton using his handle Ricky Vaughn. And he did all these memes, and he created a meme that told voters they could submit their ballots via text message. And for that, the Biden Justice Department went after him. And now this guy is going to go free. Thank God. The unanimous three-judge panel said in their ruling that no rational jury could have found that Mackey, 36 years old, knowingly joined others in an illegal conspiracy aimed at influencing the outcome of the 2016 election or depriving people of their right to vote. The jury's verdict and the resulting judgment of conviction must be set aside, Chief Judge Deborah Ann Livingston wrote. The verdict is a huge win for Mackey and for the First Amendment, by the way, because it was very obvious what he was doing was satire, satirical. And if you fell for that, you're an idiot, and I don't want your vote counting anyway. Like, if you really thought you could text your vote, I don't think you should be allowed to vote. I don't think you have the mental capacity to be able to vote. He was convicted in 2023 on conspiracy charges and sentenced to 7 months in federal prison. The three-judge panel on Wednesday ruled that his posts, including the false memes he posted, were not sufficient evidence to prove that he had violated U.S. conspiracy laws, even assuming that he did so with the intent to injure other citizens in the exercise of their right to vote. In other words, any idiot who believed his meme that said you can text to vote is an idiot. Quote from Chief Judge Deborah Ann Livingston and Judges Rena Radji and Beth Robinson. The government was obligated to show that Mackey knowingly entered into an agreement with other people to pursue that objective. This the government failed to do. Hallelujah, Mackey said on X after the appellate court ruling on Wednesday. He proceeded to thank God, his family, his wife, his lawyers, and others who supported him during the trial in subsequent posts. He then threatened to pursue legal action over his conviction. Now we sue. Good. I hope he does. I hope he sues, and I hope he wins, because what happened to him was outrageous. 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 Guy made a funny meme, and he's not the only one they went after, by the way. Not the only one. There were others, too. But at least now there's been some sanity here restored by this appellate court. Thank God. Because, I mean, to say that he was interfering with the election, it's like there was somebody else, too, who I think made a comment like the election's tomorrow. But if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, the election's on Wednesday. I think that person also got into some trouble. So, you know, it was the Biden again. It was the Biden Justice Department going after people for spreading, quote unquote, disinformation. And it was such a horrific time. I mean, over criminalization. It was antithetical to the First Amendment. And I remember at the time Billy Binion writing about this and said it took an FBI investigation, a 3-week trial, and lots of taxpayer dollars. The government convicted him, sending him to prison for putting out trollish memes during the 2016 election. He had 58,000 followers and encouraging Hillary Clinton voters to support their candidate by voting by phone. And whoever the idiots are that fell for it are stupid, but they used a law from 1870 to go after Mackey. 1870. There was no Twitter in 1870. I don't think there were memes in 1870. A century and a change before Twitter trolling would become a sport, the legislation was passed to deter the KKK from trying to prevent black people from voting, as they were known to do. So to get him, they used this law from 1870 and argued that he conspired to injure, oppress, threaten, and intimidate one or more persons in the free exercise and enjoyment of a right and privilege secured to them by the Constitution and laws of the United States, the right to vote. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't intimidate anybody. He didn't stand in the way of a single person voting. Nothing. The most notorious image of Mackey posted was that of a black woman standing in front of an African Americans for Hillary sign with the caption, "Avoid the line, vote from home. Text Hillary to 59925. 4,900 stupid people texted that number, according to the Department of Justice. Now, I can tell you that the election was not decided by those 4,900 people. And thank God that this has been overturned. But the fact that they spent so much time going after him, and they didn't go after Christina Wong. Christina Wong, if you remember, was the Asian woman who wore a Trump Make America Great Again sign. And she said, "I just want to remind all my fellow Chinese Americans for Trump, people of color for Trump to vote, vote for Trump." The video came with a caption, "Skip poll lines, hashtag election 2016, text in your vote. Text votes are legit, or vote tomorrow on Super Wednesday." They never went after her. Nor should they have. But they never should have went after Mackey. Have a great rest of your night. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. And Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out.
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.